And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, your community radio station, where it's 48 degrees under partially cloudy skies. And I have a studio full of students from the University of Michigan, as well as Marjorie Hennessy from the Sitka Conservation Society. Four students from U of M here with the Department of Natural Resources to do some field research on Kruzoff Island for 2 weeks. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And you know, I'm just going to have you go around and introduce yourselves, starting with Nate.
All right, I'm Nate Jacobson. I'm a conservation ecology student at the University of Michigan.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Gwen Oster. I'm also a conservation ecology student.
Hi, I'm Katie Wytychek. I'm conservation ecology and environmental planning.
Hi, I'm Cece Duchisella, and I'm also in conservation ecology.
And I'm Marjorie from the Sitka Conservation Society.
Well, let's talk a bit about the program that brought all of you up to the Alaskan wilderness for 2 weeks to trek around on Kruzoff Island. Who wants to tackle that question?
Yeah, I can talk about that. So we're all in a master's program. So instead of doing an individual thesis, we're doing a master's project. And we have a group of 8 students. So 4 of us are here right now, 4 are going to come in August. So the ones of us that are here right now is more of the ecological side. We're going to be doing field surveys on Kruzoff Island. And then the 4 that are coming in August are more of the social dynamics. They'll be doing surveys and stuff like that.
And what kind of work will you be doing on Kruzoff?
Well,
Katie?
Our team is very interdisciplinary, but like you heard, most of us have a background in conservation ecology. So we'll be assessing the management on Kruzoff Island, and it's mostly owned by the Forest Service. So we'll be looking at the restoration work that they have done, are currently doing, and plan to do in the future. And we're going to create a monitoring plan for a section of Shylakoff Creek.
Can you paint a picture for us about what the kind of work you'll actually be doing? How are you going to get your hands dirty? If we were to transport ourselves out there, what would we see you doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, for each of our assessments, we chose 3 different sites. One is a reference site in an old growth forest that has never had any sort of disturbance. One is a disturbed site that was clear cut in the 60s or 70s, and then the third site will be the area that will be restored, or for some of our assessments, it already has been restored, and we want to see how it's doing. So we'll go down to the river in the riparian zone, which is an indicator for the whole ecosystem, and we'll look at how the stream is functioning. So what do the banks look like? Is there woody debris? Is the substrate really muddy, or is it full of big rocks? Is there any sign of wilderness? And then we'll go up into the riparian zone and take measurements of the trees, so the size and the species and how dense are they.
So you're comparing 3 different stages,
mm-hmm.
stages sort of. You know, you mentioned something really interesting. You'll be looking for signs of wilderness. So how do you define that?
Well, we're looking for signs of wildlife and different, I guess, in a completely wild forest, you would have different canopy structures. So you'd have huge old growth, but then you'd also have tiny little trees. It wouldn't all be uniform.
So what's the purpose behind this? What are you hoping to find anything? Oh, and how are you hoping this will be useful?
Well, we're hoping that it will help the Forest Service, Sitka Conservation Society, and all the people that use Kruzoff for subsistence. So if you have a healthy habitat, then you're going to have healthy streams, which will allow for lots of salmon, which people love to fish. And if you have a healthy riparian zone, then the deer will be able to eat all of the understory vegetation.
Now, you're also going to be working with the Forest Service on a salmon stream restoration project. Can you somebody tell us a bit about that? Cece, you want to take it? We haven't heard from you yet.
Yeah, we'll be working with the Forest Services. We're going to be following them and working with them in the stream restoration. We're going to be placing woody debris and doing some thinning also. So that's what we're going to do.
Well, Marjorie, tell me about how the Conservation Society is involved and how you might use this information.
Well, we were contacted by the University of Michigan and the School of Natural Resources and Environment to submit a project idea. And SCS is really places a lot of focus on improving our collaboration and partnerships with the Forest Service and connecting other community organizations. And so we thought this would be a great opportunity to have a kind of independent third party come in and look at some of the issues fresh, clean eyes. They're still learning a lot about crews off and how things work with the Forest Service. And then hopefully they can identify some of the capacity gaps that we have or that the Forest Service has or things that the community wants that aren't necessarily being captured so far in management plans. And so that's basically our goal.
Now, for all four of you, you had an opportunity to choose from a list of 90 projects for this culminating, you know, educational experience. What drew you to this one specifically?
Well, I have a background in botany from Ecuador, and I thought that it would be a good thing to use that in a more applicable way. So how it will affect people, how it affects the society that uses the resources from, you know, like conservation areas or areas that are protected. I used to work in an herbarium, so it was only like taxonomy. I would only look at the plants, and it was only science. And this is more of how it integrates everyone, and I like that.
So that was Cece. Anyone else want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, Nate? I think all of us are really interested in both the field aspect and the research, but then also the social dynamics and working that in, kind of like what Cece was saying. So it kind of drew us to this project that we weren't doing one or the other, and we were doing both and bringing them all together.
Are you... Katie, is there something you'd like to mention?
Yeah, also our group, the group in August will be doing more social surveys, so if people could wait for them to make an announcement, I think, in the Sitka Sentinel or maybe on this radio station later on in July. And they really look forward to talking to people about their priorities in management on Krusoff and the surrounding area.
And and we will be on, when we're on Krusoff this week, we'll be doing some surveys in Mud Bay, doing some surveys on recreation. So if you're on Krusoff, don't just go right by us. Please do a survey with us. We want to talk to you.
Well, I think one last question, and that's you're bringing a lot of skills, love, experience, and knowledge to the work that you're doing here. But do you anticipate you'll be learning anything new?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We all maybe have done one or two of the things that we'll be doing while we're out there, but none of us have done everything. So most of it will be pretty new for us.
So this is your first time, start to finish, doing this kind of in-depth field research.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You excited?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Very excited. Yeah.
Well, Marjorie, how can folks get a hold of SES if they have any questions about this or would like to learn more about this program?
They can feel free to email me, marjorie@sitkawild.org, or call us at 747-7509.
And I do have one more question. After this, what's next for each of you? Where do you head?
I'm going back to Ecuador. So once I finish here, I will graduate and then go back to Ecuador, and hopefully I'll be able to take all of the skills that I learned here and translate them over there in restoration work, in managing resources. That's my hope.
And so you'll perhaps be working in a tropical rainforest rather than a temperate.
Probably.
Yes. Katie, what's next for you?
Well, I'll go back to Michigan, and again, I hope to apply all the skills that we learned here, especially being able to work with different sorts of people. I mean, we're an 8-person group, so part of why our school doesn't do a thesis is because in the real world, you end up working with a lot of people. So it's been a lot of fun just having the different group dynamics, and I think that will be helpful in any sort of work setting.
And Gwen, we haven't heard from you. Why don't you move closer to the mic and tell me where you hope to head after this?
Well, after I graduate, I'm hoping to work in ecological restoration and in environmental consulting. So I'm hoping to use a lot of the skills I gain on this project in particular towards a sort of job like that.
Okay. And Nate?
So I'm most interested in freshwater management. So after this, I want to get a job maybe in the government or with like a nonprofit working in just stream restoration or just conservation and management in general.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this morning. So I'm going to try the names here. We've been speaking with Cece Duchicella, Nate Jacobson, Gwen Oster, Katie Wytyczek, and Marjorie Hennessy with the Sitka Conservation Society. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Have a great time. I hope the weather holds.
Thanks.
Thank you.